The year we stopped talking. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. USA Today declared 2010 the year we stopped talking to each other. Instead, we're all now Bluetoothing and Wi-Fiing with invisible friends. iPhones are constantly buzzing with tweets and emails and friend requests. It's like living with a mosquito that sucks your attention. I can remember when, if a person was busy, he'd let the phone just ring until it got tired or just leave it off the hook. Of course, now the phone never gives up. It always finds you somehow. But I can't blame the technology. The human mind is wired to go flitting to whatever interests it. And let's face it, just as people have lost their handwriting skills, they are now losing their conversation skills. You can't converse effectively by just opening your mouth and talking off the top of your head. You have to have something to say. You have to do a little prep. You have to prepare some decent gossip. You have to have done something. Cheated on a boyfriend. Bumped into Lady Gaga at the checkout. Something worth hearing. I think the reason people have become wedded to their gizmos is because most of us have become boring in person. We talk TV and sports. As a result, 140 characters is plenty. Plus, we don't know how to have a healthy disagreement anymore. We hate face-to-face confrontations. We'd rather hide behind the keyboard. And yet, that's the one time your attention is locked, when you're in a debate. Think about it. What's the one time you'll ignore the ringtone and keep talking to the person across from you? When you're having a fight! That's when the truth comes out! We have to be willing to fight more. Just make up when you're done. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.